the doctors like that because it's packaged with, you know, whatever you got to have to put that on, it's there, and it's got the doctor's logo and name and stuff printed right on the box. So it's a pretty nice little thing for anybody who's a cardiologist, any doctors. Our PCI cardiology chart paper gets it right the first time, which eliminates the need for reruns. Our private label storage CDs. So these are there's just a whole bunch of these examples of what's in it for me statements. They also sell CDs, private label storage CDs, have your logo and contact information. So when a customer comes in, now cardiologists, they put you on these machines and they monitor you and they run it all onto a CD and they give you the CD. So you can take it home with you and you could look at it on your PC or take it to another doctor or whatever. So it's really professional if you've got a good quality CD with a label on it and your logo and all that kind of stuff. And doctors like that to provide a record of whatever was done. And they're certified as medical grade CDs, so they're guaranteed to be dependable and resistant to damage. With this product, there's not been one accidental injury ever. Okay, so what's in it for me statements are statements that we want to create, and we actually start out the phone call with these what's in it for me statements. And we have two or three of them we ought to develop for each product. And so we leave a message for a customer, we tell them about a what's in it for me statement. And then the next time we call, we might leave them another one. And when we contact customers, instead of telling them about ourselves, we give them a what's in it for me statement. So let me give you an example. Let me see where we are here. Okay, I'll give you an example when we get to the chart on that. So let's continue on then to page 57. I just want you to be aware of this chart. And this is a chart which shows the process of getting prospects, screening them, qualifying them, and then dropping them down. If you look in the circle is the global universe of your accounts. Records are going in there from every source. Let me give you an example of this. I got a thing in the mail, and it said, "Projectors are us," or something along that line. So I called this company up and I asked if they had, before I bought this thing, which I bought about 10 years ago, so now it's kind of out of a date, but it's really unique. This company has a swing arm. I don't know if you've ever seen this, but it is pretty amazing. This swing arm allows me to a camera. That's this thing. So now I could put this thing under it. Now I'm not going to bother focusing the thing in, but I could put this here and I could get it in there exactly. And I could focus it in better and so on. But I just want to get across the point that this thing is a fairly sophisticated projector. I got this advertisement about projectors, and this is the model that I wanted to buy. So I called them up, and this thing cost me, somewhere like $6,000. Something that was very expensive. But in my view, in what I do, I have to have something like this because I use it all the time, and I can't be screwing around with something that's not a really good projector. So I got this advertisement and I called up this company and I said, "I'm looking for a Toshiba TLP751, which is the model number of this thing. It's made by Toshiba." And when I got to the person to tell them that that's what I wanted, the gal said to me, "Oh, we don't carry that. We have InFocus and Proxima units." So I said, "Okay." And I hung up. And I nearly died. I thought to myself, "God almighty, how screwed up can they be? Why would I have that reaction to that phone call?"
Because she didn't, that was all she said. She didn't try and keep you on the line and try and persuade you into purchasing
something. Didn't get my name.
Yeah.
Didn't get my address. Didn't write it down. If you're going to buy something for $6,500, let's give that to some sales guy to follow up on. Maybe a sales guy could have called me up and said, "You know what? I got one of these things in my car. It doesn't have the swing arm on it. But I'll tell you what, you can have it. It's kind of obsolete. I'll sell it to you for $500, or who knows? I mean, I don't know what could happen. But they certainly, at the very least, should have taken my name and my company and my address and so on and so forth and put that into a database. So that record would go into this global universe. So they go in there from referrals. People, you can call up customers. Hey, is there anybody else you know? You know, I understand, Melissa, I understand you're new over there at Lyle Industries, and I'm guessing you've probably been in the plastics industry for quite some time. Can you tell me where you were working before you were there? You know, oh, you're working at ABC Plastics. Oh, really? Do they use machinery like we're selling to you? You know, and then so you can get a referral from somebody. You got to ferret it out, though. Do you have any friends that buy it? You know, that would like to stay here too. You know, so you get referrals and you start pumping them into the database. Walk-ins, call-ins, the internet, you know, little registrations. You could register on the internet and they go right into your database. If you give a talk someplace, you purchase records, whatever, all those records go into your global universe. You don't ever need to call them. You got the record of them, though, at least, right? And now you have the option to call them when you can.